Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled, Six Things You Could Be Getting Wrong on Your Website. Tom, today most companies have websites. The question is, how effective are they? Are they producing leads? Are they increasing your sales? Are they adding customers? Well, let's face it, most company owners look at their websites through rose-colored glasses, seeing only what they perceive as the strong points.
That's absolutely right, Bill. Jay's presentation will help our listeners take a realistic view of their website. Jay will not only overview the six components of a website, he'll also go into a detail about the needed layout of the opening page from top to bottom. This presentation provides a great checklist for our companies as they review their website.
Well, our listeners should know that Jay Owen and his company, Business Builders, completely redesigned the Grandy & Associates website. The new site has produced leads, increased sales, and generated additional customers. Now, our speaker this month is Jay Owen. Jay ventured into the design and internet world at the age of 12 when his parents bought their first Mac computer. After working at a technology firm in Jacksonville between the ages of 15 and 17, Jay and a friend of his started Design Extensions in June of 1999. Since that time, Design Extensions has taken on a life of its own, pulling in clients from dozens of industries all across the United States. In 2021, the company was renamed Business Builders. Jay originally managed all aspects of the company. Today, he's focused on speaking engagements and caring well for his team. And now, with the six things you could be getting wrong on your website, here's Jay Owen with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
Almost everyone has a website these days, but the question is it effective? Is it helping us win? Is it getting us more customers and making us more money? I know most business owners, maybe many business owners that I would talk to would say, not really. Now, back in the day when I first started building websites, the question was, did you even have a website? Now, pretty much everyone has one. And so the bigger question becomes, how do we make it win? My name is Jay Owen, and I am the CEO at Business Builders. I've been building websites since the internet began. Started my first website when I was 12 years old and run a marketing agency that's been in business now for 23 years. We start and launch a new website every week. Today, what I want to do is give you some insights, some key takeaways that will help you create a website that will win, that will get you more customers and make you more money. So I'm going to talk about six key components that you must have, and it'll be kind of a checklist that you can go through and look at your own website and ask, does it meet these criteria? Before I jump into that, what I want to do is kind of give you a broader overreach of how we view marketing as a whole, and the website is the center of that hub. So I'm going to spend the most time talking about websites, but I want to give you an overarching view of kind of a simple way to look at marketing. Marketing made simple, if you will. And a lot of these ideas actually do come from a book called exactly that, Marketing Made Simple by Donald Miller. So if you want to dig into some of those ideas, you can. But here's the general framework. Every marketing campaign, and what I mean by marketing campaign? By marketing campaign, I just mean a series of things that are put together in order to help you get attention and acquire customers. That's what a marketing campaign should do. Marketing is the broad umbrella or kind of a big net to catch fish in, and sales is more of the individual fisherman going out and fishing for an individual fish or kind of roping in or reeling in one of those fish that you already have in process. So here's the five things that you need, and then we'll dig into the website components as well. The first one is a clear message. If you don't have a clear message, if you can't define who you are and what you do, but it's really not even about you, it's about your customer. And so it's not really about defining who you are and what you do. What it really is about is defining what does your customer want and what problems do you help them solve. If you can answer those things and you can do it really clearly and concisely, and I mean like in a sentence or two, you're going to be much more likely to win when it comes to your website or anything else that you do from a promotional perspective. So, for example, on our marketing side, we would say, marketing can be confusing and expensive. We help make it clear and effective so you can get attention and acquire customers. That's it. It's a problem, a solution, and an outcome. Is your messaging clear? Number two, you need a website that sells. Your website should be your best salesperson. If it is not, or at least your best lead generator. If it's not, then we should work on that. You should work on that. I'm going to give you some tips today so that will allow you to do that. So you need a clear message, you need a great website, and you need a lead generator of some sort. What do I mean by a lead generator? A lead generator would be something somebody could sign up for or download that doesn't cost them anything except the exchange of their email address. I don't care what business you're in, getting a good list of email addresses is very valuable. The number of people that follow you on Facebook, not that important. Number of people that like your Instagram posts, not that important. Number of people that sign up for your email address, email list, very important. A lot of value there. So we want to get them on your email list so that we can send them some kind of lead generator, which will then send them an email nurturing campaign. That's the fourth thing that we need in a marketing campaign, a way to follow up with them. Most salespeople don't close sales for two reasons. Number one, they don't ask for the sale. And number two, they don't follow up enough. So we want a clear message that leads, that's on a great website, that has a lead generator that collects their email, that sends them a email nurturing campaign. And then we want to track all that in a sales tool. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time on each of those today, except for the website. I'm going to hone in on that and give you some high-level takeaways that you can kind of write down and go score yourself. Go look at your own website and ask, are we doing these things? And if not, you're missing out on business. You're missing out on opportunities, and you should fix it. So your website should be your best salesperson. It needs to invite your customer into a story when you're not there, which is basically almost all the time when they're looking at your website. So if they're looking at your website, it could be 11 o'clock at night, it could be 4 o'clock in the morning, and it needs to represent your company well. So how do we do that? We're going to talk about six key components that I want you to write down if you're listening to this. Well, if you're listening to the car, maybe don't write it down. But if you're listening at the office, maybe write these things down, and then go look at your own website and ask the question, how are we doing in these areas? The first one seems obvious, and yet I would say that the majority, like probably 65%, that's pretty precise, but more than half of the websites I see do not have this. And the first thing on the list is a quality design. One of the most frustrating things for me as a business owner, and especially a designer by heart, is going by a business where a company has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on a building, maybe millions of dollars on a building, and they have a hideous sign out front with a design that looks like it was created by a 10-year-old. Actually, my 10-year-old could make a better design than most people's signs. Maybe not most, but many people's signs. And the problem with that is that design builds trust. And so, you know, you're not going to see a major brand with a logo or with a sign that looks like it was created by a child, an untalented child, I would even say. I don't know if I can even say that, but I just did. And you'll see them with a high-quality brand that's been put together and crafted in all areas of the business. And the website is a big piece of that. So do you have a quality design? Do you have a quality brand that's expressed on your website? And the way that I talk about this is, you wouldn't show up to a client or to a meeting in your pajamas like you just rolled out of bed. And yet a lot of people's websites look like this. They're like, oh, it's good enough. I just put it on Squarespace or GoDaddy or whatever and toss some images up there and call it a day. And what's happening is you're losing business by doing that. Somebody recommended you, they Google you, they go to your website and they go, I don't know about these people. And you know that feeling because you've done it yourself. You're out there looking on the internet going, hey, well, let me look this up. You look it up, you pull up the website, and you go, I don't think I'm going to put my credit card number in here. I don't think I'm going to call them. Design builds trust and does it almost instantly. So you need a high-quality design that matches the level of service that you provide. So if you provide a really high level of service, which I hope all of you do that are listening, you want a quality design to match that. Number two, clarity is better than being cute. So to be clear is better than cute. And I really mean as it relates to your messaging here. So now we're not talking about design anymore. We're talking about words. I always say design builds trust, but words are what sell. And so what we need in this scenario is both. We need, number one, a high-quality design, and number two, we need words that are clear. So it goes back to having that clear message. And when I land on the homepage, there's a few things that I want that homepage to say so that it is clear. So if I land on your homepage right now, and I were to look at that page and ask a stranger who didn't know you, didn't know your business, what do you offer? How's it going to make my life better? And how do I buy it? Could they answer that question? So in a very clear headline with as few words as you physically can muster, I want to know, what do you offer? Plumbing services in Gainesville, Florida. Great. Write that down. That clear. How's it going to make my life better? Well, if I'm offering plumbing services, it might be stop the leaks and do it in a quality manner that's quick. That's pretty poor wording, but you get the idea. Don't wait around for your next appointment. Hire a plumber you can trust. So what am I going to get? I'm going to get a plumber that I can trust. It's going to make my life better because I'm going to have my plumbing issues resolved quickly and professionally. And then how do I buy it? That's one of the things we'll talk about in a minute, is a clear call to action. So I'll get there in more detail. But the main headlines need to be clear and direct. What do you offer? How's it going to make my life better? And how do I buy it? The other thing that I would kind of mention as it relates to clarity is the images that you use. A lot of times I'll see people use pictures that they think are cool looking or cute or interesting, but they don't help tell the story. You've all heard that an image is worth 1,000 words or a picture is worth 1,000 words. So we need to use photos that actually represent what you want. And ideally, if you want to be clear, you want to have great design, the best thing you can do is show smiling, happy people. There's real psychology around this. We want aspirational identities. We want people to see it and go, okay, they look really happy. If I'm a plumber, I might have somebody, you know, shaking the hand of a technician and they're both smiling. It seems kind of corny, but I assure you it will work better than some random photo of a pipe. People want to see people. So that clarity in imaging and clarity in messaging makes a big difference. So we need quality design and we need clarity over cutesiness. Do you have a clear message? Do you walk people through what it's like to work with you? Do you ask the question, what is at stake? If they don't use you, because everybody always has three options, do nothing, buy from somebody else, or buy from you. If they do nothing or buy from somebody else, what's at stake? Is that clear on your website, on your homepage? Can I look at your homepage and know what might happen if I don't buy from you? I need to know what failure looks like, just a pinch of it, just a little. Do I know what success looks like? What does it look like if I do get to work with you? What kind of benefits do you provide me? Instead of having a lot of statements on there that are about you, so things like we've been in business since X, Y, or Z, or welcome to X, Y, or Z website, take all that off and make it about the customer. So in my case, I've been in business since 1999, but instead of me saying we've been in business since 1999, what I should say instead is you deserve an agency that has decades of experience. And now it's about them and not about me. And I should show them what success looks like on a page. I should show the customer a clear plan of what it looks like to work with us. And then I give them a clear call to action, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But if I have some of that content, some of that language on the site, it's going to make it a lot easier for somebody to buy from me because it's going to be clear. And a lot of times we're not clear in our messaging of what someone should be buying from us. and how they can go about doing that. It seems so obvious because you're in the business. The curse of knowledge, if you've never heard of that, you should look it up. It's a real thing, which basically just means those inside of an industry believe that everybody else knows the fundamentals of their industry, and they almost never do. We all kind of think people, we might be thinking we're operating at like a 10 in our industry, and we're like, well, everybody else is kind of at like a 6 or a 7. And the truth is they're probably more like a 1 or a 2. And so we want to be really simple and really clear in our messaging. So the 6 elements. Number 1, quality design. Number 2, to be clear is better than being cute with your words. You need to have clear messaging. The third thing we're going to talk about is your call to action. Have a single call to action. What's the one most obvious thing that you want me to do when I land on your website? So you can have other buttons on there. You might have a navigation bar with an about page and a team page and an FAQ and contact us or whatever else. But I should be able to tell very obviously what the one thing is that you want me to do next. It should be clear and direct. Buy now, shop now, book an appointment, schedule a call, request a quote, something like that. You may also have what we would call a transitional call to action. That basically means someone's not quite ready to buy from you. And so what would happen if they did? And next, you need a website that loads quickly. So we've talked about having a quality design, a clear message, a single call to action, and it needs to load fast. That seems obvious, but it's not always obvious to people because a lot of websites that I go to load very slowly. Now, there's two reasons that a website, well, there's many reasons a website could load slowly. One could just be your internet connection. You can't make a user's internet connection any better, but you can make your website better. And so there's two reasons that websites load slowly that you can control. One is you're using potentially a very cheap website host that's not very fast, and that can affect your website loading. But more likely, how the website was actually built, what tools were used to build it, who built that site, are really what affect the speed the most. And so one of the ways that you can get a real quantitative approach to how fast your website is Google has a free tool out there that you can go use right now. And here's the address. It's pagespeed.web.dev. Let me say that again. pagespeed.web.dev. You can click on that link. You can type in your website. Hit analyze, and it's going to take a minute or two, and then it's going to give you two primary scores. I'm going to show you a lot of other like super nerdy stuff you don't necessarily need to know, but the big numbers are really helpful. It'll give you a mobile score, and then it's going to give you a desktop score. That score is on a scale from 0 to 100, and ideally, you want that score to be somewhere in the 80 to 100 range. Very few websites actually get 100. Some do, if they have the right tools installed. It's not necessary that it gets 100, but it's good. I mean, if you can get 100, get 100, right? If you can have a best possible score, do it. And your web designer or web developer should be able to help you with that. But if your score, like many people's is 20, 30, 40, even 50 or 60, it needs to be faster than that. Here's a couple reasons why. Number one, slow websites don't convert people. In other words, if the website's slow, it's significantly less likely that someone is going to actually buy from you. And then the second is that website speed actually can affect your search engine placement. So when you go Google for the types of services that you offer in your area, there's a lot of things that affect search engine optimization or search engine placement, which we won't spend a lot of time getting into today. But the page loading speed is one of those. So you can go to pagespeed.web.dev, find out a objective score on how fast your site loads, and Google will report that to you, and then you can do something about it. Go to your web designer or developer whoever built your site for you and say, hey, can we make this faster? And the beauty of that is they can go, sure, and then they go do it, and then they come back and you can run the test again and see if it got faster. So it's not like how you feel about it. It's an actual objective score, which I really like. So you need a quality design. You need to be clear with your messaging. You need to have a single call to action. You need a fast loading website. And number five, you need a simple navigation. One of the big mistakes that people make, in addition to not having a single clear call to action, is having way too many things to click on. And what happens, especially with larger companies or organizations, is everybody thinks, you know what, if we just had everything in the main navigation, it'd be easier to find. Well, it turns out that's not true at all. And you know that because you've been on websites before that had these huge navigations. And what happens? You have to look around, around, and around to try and find something. And the reason for that is our brains can only handle so much at once. And then we have to go back and kind of rescan the list again. That's why phone numbers are only a certain length, right? If they were 20 digits, we would never remember them. And realistically, in our local areas, we don't really need to remember the area codes. We really only need to remember 7 digits. That's a good rule of thumb. No more than 7 items in your navigation bar. 6 is even better. 5 is probably even better than that. It doesn't need to be much lower than that, but 5, 6 is ideal to me. 7 is kind of a stretch. Anything beyond that is too many. You got 8, 9 things in your menu bar, you're making it harder, not easier for people to find things. Consolidate, try and put things together, and most importantly, have that single clear call to action. So simplify that navigation bar across the top of your website and make it easier for people to find the most important things, and that's it. Otherwise, you're just creating confusion by having too many things for people to click on. So you need a quality design, you need a clear message. You need a single call to action. You need a website that loads fast and with simple navigation. So number 6, this again seems obvious, but it is not. You need a mobile-friendly website. So a lot of people will go look at their website on a computer and go, wow, it looks great. And yet most of your traffic, I'd be willing to bet for almost all of you, the vast majority, like 60%+ of your traffic to your website actually comes from a mobile device, many times a small phone. And so if things aren't easy to access and aren't clear, they don't have all the same elements we already talked about on the mobile device that they do on the desktop device, then you're going to have a problem. And so you need to make sure that whoever's building your website has put it together in a way that it is really mobile friendly. Those are the 6 most important components. There's other things to the website, and I'll give you a couple of bonus ones as we're thinking about or talking about this. If I go back to simple navigation, for example, many of you right now have social media links in your top navigation. You should get rid of those. Now, you could put them at the bottom of the website somewhere, but I don't want them in the top, and here's why. When someone clicks on Facebook, it takes them to Facebook, naturally, and it'll take them to your Facebook page if it's linked up right, and that's fine. But then what will happen, if you go on your own Facebook, you'll see this. If you're still on Facebook, you know, a lot of people are quitting and stuff. You'll see that there are red notification bubbles that pop up at the top because you got a new message or new video to view or whatever. And that's what Facebook wants you to do because red is an indicator of what's most important. And as a result of that, what happens is people quickly leave your page and they're buried in the never-ending scroll of Facebook or Instagram or YouTube. And really, those properties should be one-way traffic. So they should be driving traffic to your website. You should not be driving traffic to them. They get plenty of traffic. Plenty of people are already hooked on those platforms, and you don't want them to go there and stay there. You want them to come to your website. So take your social media links out of your header. If you really want them on your website, that's fine. Just put them in the footer of the site and not in the header. And look, we used to do this all the time because back in the day, things operated a little bit different. And when I say back in the day, in this case, it's like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. I'm not talking about a decade ago. When I first started, there was no social media. So it's a whole other beast. And but now we really want people to stay on the website. Why? Because we want them to take... We want to read your clear messaging, see your quality design, and take your one clear call to action. We don't want them to go leave and go somewhere else. So we've talked about the 6 key elements. Let's talk a little bit about an order that we like to kind of go with on the website itself. So I'm going to give you kind of a layout from top to bottom. So as you hear me talking about this, I'm talking about, you know, top of the website, and then as you scroll down, what should you see? So let me give you an overview of that, and I think it'll be really helpful to give you a framework for each one of these sections of the website. There's 9 in total. So if you're writing these down, they're pretty straightforward. Number one is just the header. It's the very top of the website. Your logo should be really clear and large enough to read in the top left. Some of you have a little subtext or, you know, taglines underneath your logo. That's fine if they're large enough to read, but a lot of times they're not. And so you should remove those and just have the name and the logo itself if you can't read that tagline. And then on the right of that, you're going to have the navigation bar. Remember, less than 7 items total. And then in the middle of the page, you're going to have a nice clear image of some kind, the smiling, happy, aspirational people, ideally. So that header should be really clear. And then underneath that, you're going to have the headline. And that headline is what we talked about earlier. What do you offer? How's it going to make my life better? And how do I buy it? That's that clear call to action. So that should be kind of like top of fold. It's almost like the newspaper before you flip it open. Once you flip that open, well, you're not really flipping anything open. It's not a newspaper. You're scrolling down, but you get the idea. You scroll down the page, and there should be what we call a value stack. Now, sometimes we switch a few of these items around, so this is not the holy grail. It's just a good guideline to operate by. Clear header, logo, and navigation. Clear headline. What do you offer? How does it make my life better, and how do I buy it? That's number 2. And then number 3, a value stack. What I mean by a value stack is not your products or how great you are. This is not awards you've won or things about you. It's the value you bring to the customer. What do you do for them? What do they get when they work with you? That's what we want to have on this row across the website. So as I scroll down, I should see, 3 or 4 of these value stack items, things that you're bringing value to them that have a big impact. So number 5 is you want to have a section where you get to show off empathy that you have for your customer. In other words, hey, we understand how hard it is to overcome whatever the problem is you're helping them solve. And we have authority to help you solve that. You don't have to use those exact words, but that's the idea. What gives you the authority? This is where you finally get to talk about yourself. So notice I'm 5 steps into a 9-step process before you talk about you. Everything else is about the customer. And so header, headline, value stack, empathy, and authority. Sometimes before that, we'll put a section either before or after that called what's at stake. And this is kind of what I was talking about earlier, which is if they don't work with you, what happens? What is the cost? What is at stake? So we're going to have a header, a headline, a value stack, empathy, and authority, answering the question, what is at stake, and then a clear plan. What does it look like to work with you? I always tell people, I want 3 simple steps. Almost every website we do, we have this 3 simple steps to work with us. What does that look like? Number 1, set up a request a quote. Number 2, get a clear plan. Number 3, see your business grow. I'm not sure what your steps may be, but you're going to have 3 simple steps that talk about what a customer looks like working with you. That's step number 6. Step number 7 is a product stack. So this is where you get to kind of show off key products or headlines. Now, an exception to this, I would say, is that if you're in e-commerce and you're actually selling products on the website, I would probably move this product stack way up under the headline because I want to show off those products pretty quickly. But for most of you, including my business, it can be farther down the page. Number 8, we need some kind of a lead generating PDF. How do people find you if they want to find you? And really, not just how they find you, but what can they download? So you can give them a checklist or a video series or an article or something that would be valuable to them, an ebook, whatever it may be that you have, PDF. And they enter their email address, and you're going to send that to them along with the follow-up emails. And then number 9, everything else. So that's a pretty good order of website layout, header, headline, value stack, empathy and authority, what's at stake, clear plan, product stack, and lead generating PDF, and everything else. Put that order together, look at your homepage and ask, does it have these things? Remember, I said earlier, your website should be your best salesperson. Those salespeople out there, that's offensive to you, but if nothing else, it should assist your sales team. How about that? For them to be your best sales team, because if they have a great website to refer to, they're gonna be proud of that and have something to kind of lean on. It needs to invite your customer into a story about them making the customer a hero when you're not there. If it's not that, you should fix it, because you're missing out on potentially tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue as a result of that. If you want to know more about us and how we do that, we have all kinds of free resources on our website. There's some free webinars on there and all kind of stuff that will walk you through this, especially if you're just listening to the audio here and you want to see some of that. You can go to businessbuilders.agency to see some of that. So just go to the website, not.com, businessbuilders.agency, and you can see all of that. But getting your website right has never been more important. Everything's virtual. Everything's going online. It's been online, let's be honest, but a lot of people that have stuff online just kind of have it out there, and it needs to be better than that. It needs to represent your business well. It needs to be something you're proud of. It needs to be the kind of thing that you want to go, hey, let me show you what's on our website. I just got off a call where I was doing a podcast recording with a nonprofit organization, and they're like, oh man, we just love our website. They love showing it off. They love showing other people. That's what it should be. It should be that kind of resource for your business. And if it is, what will happen is you will get more attention and you will acquire more customers. Thank you for being here today. Thanks for listening all the way to the end. For those of you that made it this far, my name is Jay Owen. I hope this has been helpful. I wish you all the best of luck with your continued business growth and success. Be well.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.